one and grab their minds and strip away from us.
Hold up, what the fuck gon' do when they blast shots? Will you mash out? Will you get up a runner, pick up a gun and blast back then? Put your war mask on now. These veins bleed the blood of warriors they don't wanna speak on no more. Motherfuckers who was bucking on feds and others cutting off heads with a whalebone sword. Real talk, that's what we do in the cold, sun in the ocean with the harpoons. Here's some hard truth, you don't wanna play by our rules. We're turning anybody out here into shark food real quick. Feel this, and if you don't, you don't need to be out here no how. It's cold out here on these northwest seas with a ghost speak every time it go down. Keep your heat close, my people. See the eagle while I circle the sky. For every person that died, it's time to fight back. Five stress, let them bullets fly out. More of your tribe now, native pride. That's what we spit now. Either get down or get out before it get real then. We still here, yeah, up in the village, braided with an AK, yelling, fuck them pilgrims. Go ahead, make your move, and I'll show you about the way we do. But in case you don't know, watch, I can use caution. You gon' see the monster that you made me to. We take a name of these fools, in the name of those gone or lost that can't be here by us. We had a fire with the spirits who carry the message forward, preparing for the second that we rise up.
Hey, 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 man up and man, them another bit. Run up and get down, the prize above one of them out to shit. Hey, 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 let them know me, I'm so serious. Gunshot, warning, grab your man and shoot away from us. Hey, 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 man up and man, them another bit. Run up and get down, the prize above one of them out to shit. Hey, 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 let them know me, I'm so serious. Gunshot, warning, grab your man.
Hello and thanks for tuning in to the It's Going Down podcast. We have a very special recording today. This is a podcast that was created at the Standing Rock Reservation on the front lines of the fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline. This was recorded from the time of the standoff that happened at the bridge not that long ago up until Thanksgiving Day. It's not that long, but we really implore you to listen to this. And we want to give a big shout out to everybody that's helped us get the media tools and donated money this past month. We really made our goal. Everybody really stood behind us, and we really appreciate that. Thanks for everybody that's supporting this going down. And without further ado, we really, really are proud to present this audio documentary. It's not just a podcast. It's really great. And once again, if you want to stand behind this work, if you want to see it grow, expand, and get bigger, which it is every single day, please go to itsgoingdown.org, support us, become a monthly sustainer. So thanks again for all the support. We really hope you enjoy this.
My arrival into so-called North Dakota began with an aerial view of the camp from the window of an airplane in the late morning. The Missouri River cutting across the plains being the first thing I saw when I opened my eyes from a quick nap after a hurried night of packing to leave for Standing Rock. Just as I saw the camp come into view as the plane descended into Bismarck, I also saw the dark scar on the earth below left by the pipeline construction. When I say that it is a dark scar, it literally cuts across the land like a wound. It was a vivid image with which I entered into the remainder of the day. Our truck pulled up on Highway 1806 from the south, and the camp was in full view as the sun started to sink into the hills to the west. We could see a few people from the main camp security team running ahead on the bridge of 1806, where the burned-out vehicles had been turned into a road blockade by the police after the standoff on October 27th. We pulled the truck over and hopped out to the security team securing chains to a semi-truck, brought in by water protectors to remove the blockade. The rundown given to me on the bridge was that folks from the security team had repeatedly approached the Elders Council about doing this action and had been denied permission. But clearly, something had shifted within their crew, and they moved ahead with their action. Within 5 minutes of attempts to attach chains and get the burned-out truck moved, the small number of riot police on the other side of the barricades began to launch tear gas canisters. Warriors would fall back, letting the gas cloud clear, and get right back to the task at hand. Move the fucking truck. Warrior calls would boom through the cloud, people shouting, "Black Snake Killa!" in a call and response, mixed with the sounds of coughs to clear the CS gas from their lungs. After several false starts, the truck was dislodged from the concrete barricades the cops had attached it to in order to secure it as a blockade. The semi-truck drove south on the bridge, towing the burned-out truck with about 8 warriors running behind and pushing to keep it moving. Cheers erupted from the crowd gathering. With the action successful, more people started flooding out of the camp, up the hill, onto the south side of the bridge. At the swell of action, there were 500 or more people on the bridge front line. Tear gas, pepper balls, rubber bullets, phone tip bullets, stinger grenades were all deployed. These supposedly, quote, less lethal munitions were not the deadliest weapon in play that night. The cops had brought in a fire hose and were spraying the front line down from the top of an MRAP militarized vehicle. While the Morton County sheriffs would have you believe they brought the water out to, quote, maintain safety, it was the most potentially lethal weapon on the ground. In 18-degree weather, the fucking pigs were spraying down a crowd of hundreds in a sadistic move to clear the bridge. Mini Wachoni, water is life. These cries were screamed back at the police line while people were hosed down. Was it strategic or tactically sound to face down a water cannon on a North Dakota winter night? No. But tears welled in my eyes to see the fierce spirit of so many in the face of the greatest odds. Facing the very real possibility of death, no one ever backed down on that bridge. Every tear gas canister was kicked or thrown back. Folks who were drenched by the fire hose would dry at bonfires set on the riverbank or the rear of the bridge, only to return to the front line over and again. What does this speak to? From my view, I saw Sunday night as the release of the pressure valve building amongst the various camps. While there may be tensions or differences of approach and tactics amongst the various camps at Standing Rock, on Sunday night, there were hours where tensions didn't fucking matter. The conflicts that occurred on October 27th on that same bridge did not appear to bubble to the surface this time, though primarily who I observed on the bridge this time were youth, and elders seemed to be fewer in numbers. As the night continued on, I watched ambulances come and go down the road headed into camp, lights flashing and illuminating the flags lining the dirt roads. I watched people huddling together with shields to deflect the munitions being fired by the cops. I saw injured tended to by comrades and rushed to the nearest medic, trucks and vans speeding up and down from camp, transporting the injured to triage. There was cooperation. There was fear as much as there was bravery. But there were also moments of intense joy, the kind of joy and camaraderie that can only be birthed in such moments. The sounds of laughter mixed with the cries of medic and the blasts of grenades blended together up there.
It's all right, yeah, oh, hey, yeah, yeah. Water is life, yeah, oh, hey, oh, hey.
work area now.
No, you're a coward. You're a coward.
Who do you work for?
We're unarmed.
You box soldier.
Yeah, we know. We know this is our land. This is native land. You're on native land. Learn how to read. Read a treaty. Read the Constitution. You're on stolen land.
We respect your right for peaceful protest. However, any attempt to tamper with the fence will be viewed as an act of aggression.
You don't respect nobody's right!
Any attempt to tamper with the fence will be viewed as an act of aggression and will be dealt with appropriately.
Some of us elders who are here in prayer who picked up guns and stood on the front lines in America and fought for those rights. You sit here and say our prayer is nothing. Our prayer is everything to us. Prayers. We would never pick up a pipe if we didn't believe in those prayers, and we didn't believe in who we are as Native people. You must honor that prayer. If you believe in that sacred pipe that everybody wants to pick up and sundance and use, and believe in the prayer. Believe in the prayer with all your heart, and we can accomplish great things. Look around. That's the power of prayer. Deny it in your heart, but look around. 20, 40 people in sacred stone sat up night and day and prayed to the Creator for help, for this pipe, for this water. You say, prayer is nothing. Look around. That's the power of prayer. Prayer of people who believe in a cause so great.
Prayer.
Don't let anger ruin you. Don't become like them, waiting for a chance to hurt somebody. You let your anger get out of hand, and you will hurt yourself. You will hurt many others too, your families who love you. We can accomplish this. But you have to believe. You have to give it time. You think that we can't do this, but we can. And we will. We will. Many would join it.
From the Standing Rock Medic and Healer Council. On November 21st, as a direct result of the violent police response at Standing Rock towards unarmed people opposing the Dakota Access Pipeline, a 21-year-old woman from New York City, Sophia Wilansky, was severely injured when a concussion grenade thrown by police hit her left arm and exploded. Sophia was headed to bring water to the unarmed people who were being attacked for several hours by Morton County Sheriff forces. The Morton County Sheriff's Department has stated that she was injured by a purported propane explosion that the Sheriff's Department claimed the unarmed people created. These statements are refuted by Sophia's testimony, by several eyewitnesses who watched police intentionally throw concussion grenades at unarmed people, by the lack of charring flesh at the wound site, and by the grenade pieces that have been removed from her arm in surgery and will be saved for legal proceedings. Sophia was safely taken out of North Dakota for emergent surgery and is currently in stable condition. Below is her statement as conveyed by her father, Wayne Wilansky. At around 4:30 a.m., after the police hit the bridge with water cannons and rubber bullets and pepper spray, they lobbed a number of concussion grenades, which are not supposed to be thrown at people directly, at protesters or protectors, as they want to be called. A grenade exploded right as it hit Sophia in the left forearm, taking most of the undersurface of her left arm with it. Both her radial and ulnar artery were completely destroyed. Her radius was shattered and a large piece of it is missing. Her medial nerve is missing a large section as well. All of the muscle and soft tissue between her elbow and wrist were blown away. The police did not do this by accident. It was an intentional act of throwing it directly at her. Additionally, police were shooting people in face and groin, intending to do the most possible damage. Sophia will have surgery again, as bit by bit they try to rebuild a somewhat functioning arm and hand. The first surgery took a vein from her leg, which they have implanted in her arm to take the place of the missing arteries. She will need multiple surgeries to try to gain some functional use of the arm and hand. She will be, every day for the foreseeable future, fearful of losing her arm and hand. There are no words to describe the pain of watching my daughter cry and say she was sorry for the pain she caused me and my wife. I died 1,000 deaths today and will continue to do so for quite some time. I am left without the right words to describe the anguish of watching her look at her now alien arm and hand.
Down to where despair drowns in the history books, where the lost are never found, where the faces of my ancestors scream, but no one hears a sound. Only on the TV screens and major sports teams do you see we become clowns. Dehumanized beings in the eyes of the oppressor, thoughts of suicide fester when I see my people treated lesser. Where the truth inside the fallacies, warriors facing Calvaries, lost inside the misery of losing families, so let me be. I'm constantly fighting demons inside of me, nights of champagne and evils enticing me. I'm trying to fight free from this country that promises freedom. Because freedom isn't free when your history is wounded knee. Pops is Russell Means and aim is in your jeans. I'm sorry, boss, but we got some cleaning up to do. I'm burning 50 flags because we don't fuck with you. Someone tell them that their system is a joke. Someone tell them that their privilege got revoked. Watch the evils inside cathedrals, deceitful. Watch the eagle inside the regal shoot for the people. They say pistols and paper is poetry and power. And I die like a warrior before I live like a coward. So you can bury me in bullets. You can bury me in bullets and lay me in flowers. I'm having dreams of thunderstorms and lead showers. I'm sorry, boss, but we got some taking back to do. Reclaim the land, heal the earth, and then we're done with you. This one's for my homeboys lost in the ghetto. Free your minds, cut the strings, no more Geppetto. From the nations of the Mohawk, Quinault, Ojibwe to Oak Flat, Mauna Kea, Glacier Parks, to the Black Hills, we take it back. Over 500 nations ready to attack. Black snake killers!
Ever catch a politician wishing? I know they praying that my race stands to mission. I'm sorry, boss, but we got some cleaning up to do. I'm bringing 500 nations that don't fuck with you. Fuck your new world order and your progress. We don't want your money, and this is not a test. Catch me walking in the street, camo in my vest. I want my sovereignty, we taking back what we got left. I'm sorry, boss, but we got some cleaning up to do. I'm bringing 500 nations that don't fuck with you. Nah, we wonder what they thinking about. Nah, we wonder who they praying to, who they pray to. It's gotta be evil, the last 500 years been pretty damn lethal. Gathered up the troops and we busting at the steeple. Take it back to 73, this one's for the people.
Woo!
Black snake killer!
Make some noise,
y'all.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Go out the time. Where you motherfuckers be? We on the front line, walking with the day. Where you motherfuckers be? We on the front line, walking with the day. Kill them all. Kill them all. Kill them all. Kill them all.
Gonna do, hey, on the judgment day.
What is happening here moves beyond this one manifestation of the black snake, because these snakes are slithering their way across the entire so-called United States. Walking across the camp and visiting with so many people, one thing that has stuck with me is that no matter what happens with the dapple drill set to bore its way under the Missouri any day now, the fight isn't over here or anywhere. I've heard this in countless conversations, be it in meetings or around fires late at night. There is no last stand here. This is an opening. There are fractures in Capitol, and we are opening them on all fronts. From Standing Rock to Oak Flats to the Sable Pipeline in Florida, the front lines are everywhere. They are in the streets of Portland fighting against the rise of fascism, and they are in the Deep South at Holman Prison, where those on the inside fight against modern-day slavery. The chains are loosening. Let's break this shit everywhere.